Welcome to today's podcast from Heritage of Faith Gold Coast. For more information about us, visit heritageoffaith.com.au. We hope you'll be blessed by today's message.
How many of you enjoying yourself this morning? How awesome is it to be in church where things are different? Amen. If you don't like noise, you're not going to like the trumpet blow. Amen. Oh, thank you, David. Well, I've prepared a short message to compliment, but don't you want to just put your hands together for the kids in that one more time? You all done such a fantastic job this morning. It is so awesome. All the little ones, you guys done so awesome. Do you believe God loves you all? Yes, you do? Awesome. Praise God. Well, it's so good to be in family. Good to see you all. Got some visitors here. Welcome to your live stream. I've really been entertained this morning. When Pastor Lee and them said, you got to trust me with this morning. And I saw one of those snippets. I thought, Lord, we definitely faith people in this house. Because I didn't know what was going to happen. But it's been so good. I think Pastor Ian and myself had to pass each other tissues. Because we didn't know who was crying the most this morning. Amen. God is good. Amen. You know, Christmas is an awesome time of the year. But for many people, it can be a sad time. Amen? It can be a sad time. But how do you know, it's all good to have Christmas trees and presents. It's all good to have annual leave. But how do you know we're going to take Jesus from out of under the Christmas tree, out of under the presents, and put him above them? Yeah. Amen? It's not about Christmas trees. It's not about decorations. It's not about the presents, even though all of that is good. But it's about Jesus, the Messiah, the one that was sent to us. We all know the scripture. God so loved the world, He gave. He gave the best gift we could ever have. He wrapped Him up, sent Him to earth, that He dwelt with us. And He said, this is my Son I give to you. Amen. He's not a mystical thing. I love the kids, what they sang. He's not just a superhero. He's my friend. He's real. Amen. He's not a myth. He's real, church. Amen. Listen to this. I want to share some things with you this morning. But how do you know the Old Testament prophesied? There was over 300 prophecies that pointed to the life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Over 300. It's like if I stood up or Posse or somebody spoke about 300 years from now, there's going to be a whole lot of events. And then a whole lot of other people, 60 other people came along and spoke the exact same things that we hadn't met before. And every single one of those events happened. How could you deny that Jesus is real? How could you deny that He is real? You can't. He is real. He is the Messiah. He did dwell. He did walk on the earth. He did have flesh. And He came for you and I. Amen? He came for you and I. Out of the 300 prophecies, they said something mathematically. The stats were something like 1 in 100 trillion for one prophecy to come to pass through one person. There was over 8 that He manifested Himself in His birth. So can you look at the stats and the odds of that? I'm not a mathematician. I struggled in that area, okay? But can you see the odds and the stats that He is real? Amen? One of the prophecies was found in Micah. The book of Micah, chapter 5, verse 2 to 4. This was a prophecy about where Jesus was going to be born. Where He was to be born. The prophet Micah, 400 and something years before, said that Jesus was going to be born in Bethlehem. And it happened so. Let me read this to you. In chapter 2, it says this, "But you, Bethlehem, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from old, from everlasting. Therefore he shall give them up until the time that she who is in labor has given birth. Then the remnant of his brethren shall return to the children of Israel, and he shall stand and feed his flock." This was prophesied by a prophet hundreds of years before Jesus came. You know what the interesting thing is? The name Bethlehem means house of bread. Jesus was the bread of life. It was a symbol in the wilderness where manna came from heaven and he fed his people. He sustained his people. Could it be coincidental that God aligned things, that Jesus would be born in Bethlehem, the place that was called the place or the house of bread. And not only said that, that the one that would be a ruler, you know, we know him as the baby was born, a child is born, but he's not just an ordinary child. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Yeah, amen. He's the Messiah. And he said that he'll feed his sheep. In other words, he will pastor, he will shepherd, he will nurture, he will care for us. Amen. This is out of a prophet's mouth, hundreds of years before. And yet people are still skeptical about Christianity, about Jesus Christ. He is real. He loves us. God sent his son to show how much he loved. How many know love is a doing word? If you say you love somebody, you do. God didn't just say, I love you, and not do anything. He said, I love you so much, I'm going to package myself up in flesh. I'm going to come down to your level, and I'm going to minister at your level so that you can come up to my level. Amen? Amen. Come on. Then we fast forward to the time of Jesus. And God uses a man named Caesar Augustus to get Mary and Joseph into Bethlehem, because they weren't there. But prophecy had to be aligned. So God uses a man who doesn't know him. I'm yet to tell somebody today, you might be in a situation or circumstance. God is able to use anybody to align you and move you into your destiny and purpose if you align yourself with him. You don't just need a Christian. God can use unbelievers. God can use the world. He can use governments. He can use presidents to align a nation to do what he wants to do. He used Caesar Augusta to get them through the census, positioned in a place to fulfill prophecy for you and I. Amen? Amen. God's in control, just like he was in Joseph's life and Mary's life. Just as he was in control of Israel's life, he's in control of your life. If you submit your life to Jesus Christ, guess what? And you go with him and trust him, he will lead you, he will guide you, he will direct you. It's not a mystical thing. It's not just a bunch of religion and stories and fairy tales. He's alive. He's real. When his spirit comes to dwell in you and move with you, you move with life and power. You move in freedom. The Bible says that the Son says, free is free indeed. Amen. You can't be bound. You can't be stuck. You can't be where you used to be when he's in your life. That's why he came. Amen? To give us that life. You know, one of the scriptures that was used to create the nativity scene, but also that was used to fulfill prophecy, we see in Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2, verse 11 to 16. It says this, for there is born to you this day in the city of David, everyone say Bethlehem, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign. Remember that. Everything God did was signs so that when it happened, we would know. He did things in advance. He spoke. He prophesied things. He used Old Testament prophets so that the world would know. They would recognize the Messiah because it was something spoken of. And then they could believe that that was the Messiah spoken of. And he said, yeah, he showed them with a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was the angel, a multitude of them praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill towards men. You know, you can't have peace towards each other. We can't have peace in the world until we have peace with Christ. Amen? I can't have peace in my marriage until Christ dwells in my heart and dwells in my wife's heart, and then peace enters in. We can't have peace in our businesses or our family life, or our marketplace, or anything, even in our church, we can't have peace unless we all have Christ dwelling in us, the hope of glory. He says, yeah, so it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, we heard a lot of shepherds. I heard a Scottish shepherd this morning. Is that doctrinally sound? Oh, Lord Jesus, don't let me behave this morning, I promise. Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now there's two things we need to take out of the story. Tell your neighbor two things. Two things you need to take out. The first thing, he came to save. He came to save. Because of the curse, mankind was damned to hell, a life of separation from God. But God had a plan and said, I'm going to bridge that gap. I'm going to make a way back that people don't have to perish, but people can have everlasting life with me, that they can have a peace in their soul while they walk this earth, that they can know that there's somebody walking with them in this earth, in this world. Amen? He came to save us. You know, in verse 11, the word Savior talks about the word Zozo, Zozo life. I'm going to say that, Zozo life. You know what that means? It means to save, to deliver, to protect, to heal, to preserve, to do well, and to make whole. When Jesus came to save, when God sent His Son to save us, not just did He save us from a life in hell and separation from Him in eternity, but He came to restore the brokenhearted. He came to set the captives free. Amen? If there's broken areas in your life, that's the Jesus we serve. He wants to give you a Zozo life. A life in abundance in every area. You know, people are scared of the word of prosperity. But prosperity is not just about finances. It's about spirit, soul, and body. It's about being whole in every area. The world take it and write books and be intelligent about it. But Jesus came before the foundation of the earth. He was predestined to give us the Zozo life. Amen? That we don't have to lack anything. We don't have to lack anything in our churches. Christian families don't have to lack anything in it. Because He came to give us Zozo life. Tell your neighbor, He came to give you Zozo life. You know, to deliver you and protect you. The sad thing is, we live in a life that has demonic infiltration. And we need to be real about that. But I don't focus on demons. I focus on Christ. I focus on the hope of glory. I focus on the power, the authority, the dominion that He's given me in my life. And you can have it as well. That's where our focus needs to be, church. Amen? How many want Zozo life? Well, guess what? Our baby Jesus that was sent thousands of years ago has already come for you to step into that life. All you have to do is receive it and walk in it. Amen? It's as simple as that. It's a faith journey. It's a faith journey. People have issues with a word of faith or faith people. But let me tell you, the only thing that pleases God is to live by faith and not by sight. So if my Bible says I can have it, guess what? I'm going to have it. You don't have to have it, but I'm going to take it. Because if it's in you, I want it. Amen? Zozo life. The second thing, He came to feed His sheep. Everyone say, feed His sheep. It says that He was lying in a manger. You know the word manger is from the Greek word mundouke, which means to eat. A manger wasn't a pretty little baby's cot that somebody got somewhere or hired from Cots R Us or Babies R Us and said, there's a baby coming. Can somebody borrow us a cot? It's a feeding trough where they fed animals. They put hay in it. They stacked it up. That's our God that humbled Himself. But you know what? It was so spiritually significant. You know how it was spiritually significant? I know you want to ask me. Ask me. You're all so awesome. You know how come? Because Jesus was the bread of life. And He put it in there as animals would come and feed. God put His Son in there and said, if you feed from this, you will be full, everlasting. You will have nothing lacking in your life. That's it. It was spiritually significant that He was laid in a manger. There's nothing insignificant. There's nothing coincidental. Nothing. Everything from aligning into Bethlehem, the house of bread, being born in a manger, a feeding trough. Jesus is the bread of life that has come to give you life. He says, taste and see that it is good. Eat of me and you'll be full. Drink of my cup. Eat of this body. Remember the communion? He says, if you take this body, you break it. You do it in remembrance. Amen? He was born to feed his sheep. Amen. How does he feed us? He feeds us with the word of God. When we open the word of God, he says, you know what? Man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from this book. Yes. So when we have a situation in our life, guess what we do? When I need marriage counselor, the best marriage counselor is right here. I open it up, say, Lord, what do I do? Not what does she do? What do I do to do my part? My finances are a mess. Lord, what do I do in my finances to get it right? Amen? We don't see the power of God moving. What do we do as a church in 2019 moving into 2020 in Australia? What do we do as a church, as a body of believers, to see the power of God moving into our nation? What do we do, Lord? That's where we get our food from, is in this book. Amen? Everything is in there. You're blessed. See, the way God presented Jesus to the world was symbolically. He said, come and eat, taste and see that I am good. And he said that man shall not live by bread, but by every word that comes out of my mouth. Let me just say this, church. Jesus is the reason for the season. Not annual leave, not Christmas presents, not lamb and ham and roast veggies, even though all that's amazing. Amen? It's not about all that, but it's about Jesus. That's the only reason. You know, and this morning's play, it could offend some people. It could offend some people. But Jesus offended many people. But when you look through everything that was happening this morning, all I could see was Jesus being exalted. All I could see was the message about a baby that came. All I could see is about biblical prophecies that have come to pass. All I could see is that how authentic the God we serve is. He's the only one that was raised from the dead. But that's an Easter message. Come next year, Easter, and we'll talk about that one. Every other God never raised. They stayed down. But he's the only one that raised up again. I feel like preaching an Easter message right now. Amen? He's the only one. He's the only one that came by flesh. You know, Jesus was conceived by supernatural miracle. Supernatural miracle. How can we deny this God we serve? Amen? You know, it's not just about a manger, but it's about the spiritual food to us. Amen? It's not just about the wise men or wise women. We need to have a discussion about that one. I never get lost, okay? But it's not just about the wise woman. It's about their hunger, their humility, their desire to honor the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Where are we at as a church? If you close your eyes for a second and ask yourself in your heart, where would I be sitting in that aspect? How do I honor my King of Kings? My Lord of Lords. How do I value him? What value do I put on him? Amen? See, it's not just about the stars rejoicing and declaring his goodness. It's about God making a statement saying, I will lead you and guide you all the days of your life. It's not just about a star. When he's in your life and he's the center of your life, he will lead you and guide you if you allow him to. But the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He will never force himself on you. He will always allow you to invite him in and lead at your pace, not his pace. He'll be whispering with a still small voice and waiting for you to respond and say, yes, sir. Yes, Lord. I'll do that. I'll go that way. I'll be obedient to that. Amen? And it's not only about the birth of Jesus, but it was the journey to the cross. That was the starting point, that manger where that little baby Jesus lay. But that was the start of him messing up principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, messing up religion, messing up every mindset that tried to put him in a box. And that journey messed all of that up. So you and I can walk in freedom and abundance in every area. Amen. I'll leave you with one more thing before we carry on. It's about you. This time of the year is about every single one of you. Turn to your neighbor and tell them it's about you. When God saw the need and knew the need beforehand, God wasn't just looking at around the time of Jesus' birth. God was looking into 2020, 2019. He was looking at the 15th of December, 2019 at Heritage of Faith. He was looking and He had your name in mind when He said, I'm sending my son. It was for every single person, yeah. Even you on live stream, He was for you. He knew who you were. John 6:51 says this, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. There might be dead areas in your life. Could be marriage. Maybe you just feel empty and you feel insignificant. Maybe you just feel like I have no purpose. Maybe I feel a void because circumstances don't line up. Maybe you've gone through your rejections. Maybe you've had a hard upbringing. Maybe you've just had a hard life, full stop. And inside you're feeling a void. Jesus said, I came for you. I came for you. I came for you. I came for that void, to fill that void. I came to give you wholeness. I came to present myself, my body, my flesh, so that you can be spiritually whole, sound in every area. Not just spiritually, not just in your soul, not just in your heart, but physically. He cares about your natural needs as much as spiritual needs. God wants to meet you where you are this morning. Can I ask for every head to be bowed, every eye shut for a second? I would not want to not give anybody an opportunity this morning. We still got a few things happening this morning. But if you said to me, Pastor Sean, I don't have that void. I don't know this bread of life. I would love it. I would love this peace that you talk about. And if your heart's pounding right now, I'm going to say this to you. If I had to ask you the question, if you died tomorrow, God forbid you didn't, or next week, we've seen the things that's happened around the world. Would you know for sure that you would be in heaven with the Father in a twinkling of an eye? Would you know for sure? And you say, yep, I'm a good person, and that's awesome. That means you're halfway there. But the Bible says the only way to the Father is through the Son, Jesus Christ. He says, if you acknowledge me before man, I will acknowledge you before the Father. If that's you I'm praying or I'm talking to, can I just ask you to slip up your hand quickly? I just want to pray with you quickly. Don't be shy. It's not about man. Man can't save you. Man can't give you peace. Your husband or wife can't give you peace. Your husband or wife can't make you happy. It's only Jesus that can give you that peace and comfort. One more time around the auditorium. Give you one more opportunity. Anybody here? Can I ask every single person just to pray this prayer after me? And if you mean this in your heart, and maybe you've never prayed this before, God will touch you and meet you where you are. Just say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me for doing things my way. As of today, I ask you to come into my heart, to lead me and guide me, to teach me your word, your ways. Lead me all the days of my life. Holy Spirit, come upon me. Empower me. Help me. Guide me. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that, you prayed on live stream, won't you write into us so we know, so we can stand in agreement with you? Otherwise, church.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast from Heritage of Faith Gold Coast. For more information, or if you have any questions, please go to our website, heritageoffaith.com.au. Have a blessed week.